Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let's turn over to Numbers chapter 22. I'm going to continue to talk about how to receive God's best. I started this Thursday night, and I spent a lot of time just trying to say that most Christians aren't even shooting for God's best. They settle for second best. I specifically dealt in the area of finances and healing to discuss this. And then on Friday morning, I talked about two different ways that God has of meeting our needs, whether it's physically, emotionally, financially, healing-wise or whatever. And that's a miracle and a blessing. Most Christians gravitate towards miracles, but I showed three contrasts between blessings and miracles. Miracles have to have a crisis before you have one. So if you live from miracle to miracle, you're going to live from crisis to crisis. Miracles are also temporary, and miracles are not as abundant as a blessing. If you've missed any of this, you really need to get that teaching, because this is something that most people aren't aware of, and they just think, well, I'm just believing God. Doesn't matter how it comes. It does, because if you operate in a miracle, that is a superseding or a suspension of natural laws. God is not prone to do that because He created natural and spiritual laws, and He wants you to operate within them. But because of His love for us, He can meet your needs supernaturally and suspend natural or physical spiritual laws, but He's not prone to do it. You can't count on miracles the way that you can count on a blessing of God. Amen. And so it's important that you get this mindset. But if you start operating in the blessings, you're going to have to cooperate with natural laws. For instance, if you plant a crop, you can't just plant it when you want to. There is a time in the natural. God established a seed time and a harvest time. And you have to find out what they are and cooperate with those natural laws. And God can bless your crops and you can get an abundant harvest. I gave a testimony about my mother's pecan crop that went from about 50 pounds to 600 pounds because I spoke over it and blessed it. And so you can see a supernatural blessing, but there's laws that you have to cooperate with. You can't just ignore these natural and spiritual laws. So in a sense, it takes more effort to get to flowing in the blessing of God than it does in a miracle. But the blessing is more abundant and it's eternal and it is much better. You can control the blessings of God. Then last night, basically, I was sharing that a blessing isn't a thing. It's not your assets. Those are results of a blessing. The blessing, and you need to make sure that you keep focused on this and not the things that the blessing of God produces. And you have to focus on that the blessing is the favor of God spoken over you. That is the blessing of God. God's divine favor spoken over you. And I showed a lot of things about how death and life are in the power of our tongue. And that's not only true of us, but that's especially true of God. He created everything by speaking words of life. And He never violates His word. Psalms chapter 89, verse 34 says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone forth out of my lips." God never changes His word. He upholds all things by the word of His power. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And if God was to ever break His word, the universe would self-destruct. So when God says something, it's a contract. And when God blesses you and said that you are healed by His stripes, no plague will come nigh your dwelling, that I will make whatever you set your hand unto to prosper. Man, the life of God is in those words. A blessing is powerful. I also showed in Genesis chapter 27, how Jacob and Esau fought with each other to try and obtain their father's blessing, because it was the blessing of God that made Abraham rich. Matter of fact, when Abraham died, kings came out. Abimelech, the king of Gerar, came out and told Isaac, says, "You are now the blessed of the Lord. We want to make a covenant with you, a contract with you, that you won't do us any damage." pagan kings, people that didn't believe in the God of Israel, saw the blessing of God upon Abraham, and they knew that it had passed on to Isaac, and they came out and said, "You are the blessed of the Lord." You know, the scripture, one of the promises in Deuteronomy 28, all men of the earth shall see that you are blessed. Amen. We are supposed to be so blessed that, man, people look at us and think, how come things work the way they do for you? You know, this isn't the experience of most Christians, and it's because in our Western culture, we don't think of blessings. Blessings, words aren't important. We violate what we say all of the time, and because of it, we don't have faith in our words. We don't have faith in God's word because that's not the way we think. But the way we think is wrong. God never alters his words, and if we could understand the power of a blessing and begin to start speaking it over ourselves and quit cursing ourselves, but instead speak the blessing, I guarantee you, your life would turn around. Instead of speaking what your bank deposit says, what the banker says, instead of speaking what the doctor said, instead of speaking what your body feels, instead of speaking what you think, you ought to go to speaking the word of God. And death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you could literally turn your situation around by speaking words. You know, I heard Keith Moore give this testimony about a man in his church who wanted to quit smoking, and he had tried everything and he couldn't do it. And anyway, Keith Moore, it's probably more detailed than this, but the part I heard, he just told this guy, he says, "Well, keep smoking. And every time you smoke, say, 'I hate smoking.'" And the guy said, "But I don't hate smoking." And he says, "Just say it. Just start saying, 'I hate smoking.'" And the guy said, "Well, I can do that." So every time he'd light up a cigarette, he'd say, "I hate smoking." And then he'd smoke. And he did this for 3 or 4 weeks. And one day he took out a cigarette and just out of habit, he says, before he lit it, he says, "I hate smoking." And he looked at that cigarette and he says, "You know, I really do hate smoking." And he put the cigarette down and he never smoked another time. You know what? There's death and life in the power of your tongue. Some of you need to go to saying, "I hate that dessert." You know, Pastor Bobby Ray right here. Stand up, Pastor Bobby. He's a pastor in Dallas, North Carolina. How much weight have you lost?
A little over 100 pounds.
A little over 100 pounds. And you know how he did it? He started using his tongue, and instead of saying, "I love all of these sweets and I love all this stuff," he started saying, "I hate this and I love vegetables." Isn't that what you did? And he's written a book on it. I don't know if you have the book with you. Do you have it? It's out there with the Ambassadors to the Nations. And you can. And he started saying, "I hate this and I love this." And he changed his desires by his words and has lost over 100 pounds. He was a big boy. Huge. I tell you what, words. You had a size 50 waist. Wow. You're half the man you used to be. Man, that's awesome. There's power in our words, and yet most people don't understand this. There's especially power in God's words. And if you could turn to the Word of God and find the blessings that God has spoken over you and take this mindset that I've been talking about and begin to speak them. And learn that there's things you have to do. Like, for instance, in the financial realm, there are spiritual laws. Just as there are physical laws that you can't plant your crop when you want to. You got to plant it when it's time to plant it. And then there is a seed, time, and harvest. It's more like seed and then time and then harvest. Amen. And you can't, you know, people wait and they say, I'm facing eviction, and so here's $100. I'm believing God for a 100-fold return, $10,000 off of this. But the Bible preaches that there's seed, time, and then harvest. And you aren't going to reap your 100-fold return off of that gift by Monday morning. If you get your miracle breakthrough by Monday morning, you got a miracle, not a blessing. To operate in the blessing, you got to observe spiritual laws. And one of them is seed, time, and harvest. In due season, you will reap if you faint not. It takes time. You know, Jamie and I at one time were believing for a Greyhound bus to fix up as a house and travel in, because we had a traveling ministry. And we were believing God for a Greyhound bus. Praise God that one didn't come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. But we gave $100 in faith for that on a Friday night. On Monday morning, I went to the mailbox expecting a $10,000 check. And you know what? It didn't come. Some people think, well, it didn't come through. No, it's come through. You know, right now, we've got to have nearly $2 million a month to pay our bills. And you know what? That $100 that we gave back in about 1973 is still producing. And I have given away millions. I've given away over 10 million tapes, CDs, and books. And each one of those is valued at, I don't know, if you averaged them out, maybe close to $10, $5, $10 a piece. I've given away at probably over 10, 20 million. What would that be? $100 million. I've got seed planted in the ground that I've given to people. And it's just coming back to me. But it doesn't, like, it's not like you plant it Friday and it comes back on Monday. I'm still receiving benefits from what I did 30, 40 years ago. It works. But there are laws that you have to observe. So many of you are praying and saying, oh, God, please meet my need. But you hadn't been sowing. You haven't sown at an appropriate time. Maybe you gave this weekend expecting on Monday to see a miracle. That's not the way it works. If you are going to see the blessing of God begin to work in your life, you're going to have to get to where you cooperate with spiritual and natural laws. You're going to have to work. God said He would bless what you set your hand unto. If you've set your hand to nothing, 100 times zero is zero.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-165 titled The Power of Words when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.